am I going to do?
Why, good evening, miss.
Oh, hello. Good evening, sir.
I hope this isn't impertinently, darling, but you look...
Yes?
Beautiful. But also unhappy. Is there anything I might do to assist? To put a little pink flush back into your pale cheeks?
Why? I'm so sorry. I didn't ever mean to look unhappy or in any way to cast aspersions on this beautiful ball. Ah, this ball is lovely. So, so lovely. The candles and their reflections in the mirrors on the walls and the elegant gowns and the sweet perfume from the blossoms in the garden outside. It's everything I ever dreamed of when I imagined coming to England, ever since I was a very little girl.
But?
Well, it's just... I had perhaps daydreamed about a night of dancing with handsome, eligible English gentlemen. And, well, everyone here seems frightfully... attached.
I suppose they are at that. A sweet damsel on every gentleman's arm, is that it?
Yes.
You know, you look like Aphrodite when you blush.
The goddess?
Well, I don't mean the cook. Especially given the poor quality of these particular hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, I thought they were wonderful.
Have you been to many balls?
No, this is my first. I've arrived from the States so recently.
I see. A sweet, fiery-haired American girl.
Yes.
What is your name, dear Miss Aphrodite?
You can call me Aphrodite if you wish.
Aphrodite. I see. You're a mysterious, fiery-haired American girl.
I am. Full of mystery and surprises. But what is your name? You must be from a very fine family since you're here at this ball.
Oh, I think I will be mysterious tonight, too.
Oh my.
Dear little love goddess, might I trouble you for a dance?
You want to dance with me?
I want it very much. Since the moment I saw you from across the room... saw your eyes flickering with such life and such delicious fire. Saw your lips full of spring roses and your bosom heaving so gently against this absolutely beautiful gown you're wearing.
Oh, how you talk.
Would you like to dance with me, Aphrodite?
I would. I so would. You're a very good dancer, sir.
Thank you.
And the way you hold me, so close, so masterful, how you guide me. I think I might truly dance like a goddess following your lead. Oh! Oh, dipping like that, with only your arm to hold me from falling.
I would never let you fall, little love goddess, unless it was into my arms.
Who, you?
You follow well.
I might follow you anywhere, sir.
I might take you up on that. Here, let's twirl you about a bit. I like how your eyes flash with delight when we dance.
It makes me feel very alive, how you dance with me.
I feel very alive myself, especially catching you in my arms like this, holding you close. Like a fire is burning in my blood.
A fire? Do we need to find some way to quench it?
In England, we say, you can quench any fire with a kiss.
Is that true?
There's only one way to find out.
But I... people will see.
Let them.
Sir, my reputation.
Ah, reputation. That spinster chaperone. I will merely bring your hand to my lips like this. Turn your palm to my lips like this. Press my mouth to your soft, soft wrist like this. And now that you have felt my lips, and your chaperone is nevertheless satisfied.
How you make me blush.
I would have you blush so prettily all the night till the dawn.
But the waltz is nearly ended, sir.
There will be another.
Perhaps I want to dance with another young gentleman.
Oh, do you have one picked out? Perhaps I should let him have you.
You wouldn't. You said you loved dancing with me.
Because you give yourself so fully to the music. The sway of your hips. The way your body yields into mine. The sweet surrender of your every step and movement. To dance with you is even more intimate than a kiss.
You shouldn't speak so.
Why is that? I found you looking pale as a wilted flower, and now you are as hot as a summer rose in full bloom. Your cheeks, red as your hair. If I had my hand pressed to your magnificent and ample bosom, I would feel your heart galloping like the horses of the sun.
Sir.
See how your soft bosom lifts and falls so sweet.
Your words nearly undress me, sir. It's like your words are dancing a waltz with indecency.
And yet I dance so well. Always a step nearer, never a step too far. Just holding you close enough to make you blush.
Yes, you do, but the waltz has ended. You must let me go now.
You look flushed, Aphrodite. Breathless. And there are so very many people here, pressing all about us. I would never forgive myself if I let go of you, and you swooned. Let's take a walk in the garden outside. Let the night air cool your soft, sweet flesh.
Yes, that sounds lovely. Will you lead the way, sir?
Would you follow me anywhere?
I said I would. A lady doesn't go back on her word. At least not an American lady. Maybe your ladies here are more pernicious.
Perhaps they are at that. I like you. You're innocence. You're almost brash. Well, you have a directness about you. So American.
I like you. Your courtesy, even if you waltz with words that do make me blush so.
Here. I will keep you on my arm a while, I think. Come this way. I'll guide you through the press of other dancers and there. See that arch right over there, opening onto the night and framing the rising moon? That's the way to the garden. Here we go. Out into the clear air under the moon and stars, with a lovely young woman on my arm, blushing like the sunrise.
It's so beautiful out here.
We Englishmen have been making gardens for a very long time.
I believe you. So many blossoms.
There are varieties here that open and release their scents only by moonlight. All this garden's pleasures are too delicate and sensual for the daylight.
Where are you leading me, sir?
Away from the crowds, into the gentle softness of the night. Here. There is a grove of marigolds with pink and white petals. Let us walk together and breathe in their beauty. Your eyes are resplendent, reflecting the starlight.
Say more about my eyes, sir. I beg you. You whisper such delicious and devilish things in my ear. I forgot myself on the arm of such a handsome gentleman. I fear the scent of the magnolias in the brisk night air and the full moon have made me overbold.
I like you, bold, dear American.
But what you must think of me?
I think you look quite delectable when flustered. with that flush in your cheeks and your lips full and red and open like a rose.
Sir!
I think you need to be kissed.
I am not a woman who kisses strange men in gardens by moonlight, sir.
Yet your heart is pounding as I draw you close. And I can almost smell a woman's heat from you.
You rogue!
Don't deny it. Everything about this night excites you. Makes your body quiver with life. The dancing, the gardens, the starlight. My arm catching your waist.
Sir, I couldn't. You mustn't. I... Wait, did you hear that? Someone's nearby. What are those noises?
Noises? Ah, those noises. Those soft, sweet, womanly moans from inside the magnolia grove. You know what those noises are, darling.
I hardly dare to guess.
Let's just step over here. Peek between the leaves and scented blossoms of this magnolia. Shh. We don't want them to know we're watching.
Watching? Oh my. Oh my heavens. They're naked and...
And enjoying each other. Quite thoroughly, by the sound of it.
We should go.
And yet, you're strangely fascinated, aren't you? Look at her. With her bosom moving to each of his thrusts. Her long, smooth legs clasping him, pulling him into her. Watch the roll and surge of his hips as he has her.
This is indecent.
And erotic. You look flushed, darling.
The way he makes her moan, like she is so full of him she might die.
Oh, I expect she will die many times for him tonight.
It's terribly warm out here. Quite suddenly, I feel almost as if I might faint.
If you do, I will catch you. I will slip my arms around you so you won't injure yourself if you fall.
Your arms, so strong. You shouldn't.
Shh, hush, darling. Just listen to that woman's sweet gasps and whimpers and cries as he fucks her.
We mustn't. I feel too hot, and much too hot in my blood. We should retire from the garden, dear sir. We should step away.
And you deny yourself the pleasure of watching? Isn't this what you came across the sea for? To experience everything our beautiful England has to offer you. To experience a little adventure.
Your lips are frightfully warm on my wrist. My arm. Your mouth. Your lips burn their way up my arm like fire.
Don't pull away, darling. I'm not going to deny you the pleasure and heat of my kisses. Not now that I have seen that delicious pink in your cheek, and the soft cream of your bosom by moonlight, the tops of your breasts heaving so sweetly above your bodice. I will calm that frantic bosom of yours, darling, with the warm press of my hand on your breasts. The warm press of my mouth at your throat.
No. No, you mustn't, sir. You mustn't. I'm not that kind of woman.
You'd better be quiet, love. Or those two lovers will hear you and know you've been watching them. Watching them writhe and moan and fuck. Then everyone at this ball will know exactly what kind of woman you are.
No, I'm not like that. Let me go, sir. Unhand me, I beg you.
It's all right, darling. You can be bold. it's soft and dark in this garden. As long as you're quiet, no one will know.
Sir, please, I fear the perfumes of this garden and the moans from within. The arbor and the merriment of the dancing in your arms has driven me from my senses. I never meant for you to think that I welcomed such intimate caresses.
Why, you little jade. How dare you excite me and flirt with me so all night?
Flirt?
I knew American girls were brash and untutored in the ways of genteel society, but I never imagined they were such teasing, brazen harlots.
What?
Yes, such a harlot to entrap a good Englishman so, inflame his passions, kindle fire in his loins as you have done to me, and then spurn him. How dare you, girl?
I never meant...
I will not leave this garden without a kiss, at least.
Sir, no, please, you mustn't. You kissed me. You kissed me.
You be quiet now. It takes only one cry to summon your spinster chaperone reputation, to earn her judging glance, to have your reputation reject and desert you utterly.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't ruin me. You wouldn't.
Then you will hush. While you surrender what you have promised me with each teasing glance of your eyes, each seductive lift of your breasts, while you lured me out here to watch lovers writhing naked in each other's arms.
I didn't know they were here. I didn't know. I didn't.
Shh, hush. I will get on my knees, as a proper gentleman should for a lady, be she harlot or no.
Why are you lifting my dress?
Go. The sweet virgin cream of your thighs. You smell like Aphrodite dripping nectar of the gods. I think I will taste your wet, molten honey.
Taste me? No, you mustn't. You mustn't. You mustn't. No, no, no.
If you don't hush and enjoy this, darling, all of England will know what a harlot you are by daybreak.
No, 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 no. Please stop.
How you smell.
Please, sir. Please, please, please.
I like how you beg.
You mustn't.
Your virgin quim floods my lips, my chin, my sweet American doxy. You can be as coy as you like, but this wet little cunt is on fire.
Your mouth. Wait, your mouth does to me. So indecent. Why are you doing this to me?
Cover your mouth, darling. Those lovers may be lost in pleasure, but they will hear those harlot screams of yours. That's a good girl. Cup your hand over your own sweet mouth. Keep quiet, darling. I'll make sure you are just undone by my mouth and and my fingers teasing your little slit. You like my fingers, don't you? They dance as cunningly as my feet, as cunningly as my tongue. That's a girl. You will be completely undone for me. But me not undo your reputation. You have enticed me, wakened a thirst in me, and I will have a full draft of the pleasure you offer. Our old American girl is wet. Your entrance is soft and soaked and open. If I press my fingertip right here, I can feel your maiden egg resisting me. My sweet virgin, so untouched, so pure. Writhe under his muscled body as her lips. That's it. She healed the tender. And he's muffling her moans with his mouth, kissing her so roughly. Her thighs are probably shaking just like yours. Yield to me, darling. Sweetest little death. That's it. Good girl. Surrender to me, sweet little heart. You're going to squeal in your hand for me. Like a hot American slut. That's it. Surrender. Yield for me. Now. You tasted like fucking paradise, little love goddess.
You made me yield to you. How could you? You brute! What are you doing? Stop!
Shh, be quiet. I'm just getting behind you, my little doxy. Thrusting your dress up about your waist.
This is indecent. Indecent! You have to stop this!
Stop. When you flooded your thighs for me like a little bitch in heat. Oh, don't squirm, darling. I'm going to fuck your tight little quim from behind with my hand on your generous bosom.
No, you can't. You can't. You mustn't.
And that way we can keep your gown from getting torn or dirted. If I bring you back to the ballroom soiled, everyone will know better hold still, little slut, unless you want me to display you, dishevelled and sweaty, with a torn bodice in front of every eligible young suitor in that ballroom. Do you understand me, girl? And you're going to be a good strumpet and accept your deflowering quietly. Those two in the arbor may be basking in the afterglow, but they will notice if you cry out or struggle. Your reputation will be as ruined as your sweet thighs are ruined, soaked in your juices.
No. Please, sir, I beseech you, sir. Please do not deflower me. Please. I'm a maiden. A maiden.
Only for another moment, girl. We will just get my garments open.
I can't. Oh, no. So thick against my soft petals. Please. That's so big. How will I be quiet? How will I not scream if you defile me?
I'll cover your soft, teasing little mouth with my hand. God, how you quiver. How you tremble in my arms, soft and warm as a little doe caught in the king's park. I am going to fucking ravish you now, girl. You've excited me beyond all bearing, and you will quench the fire you've lit. I'm going to quench my flames in your wet little grim. Tight. Fuck. Your cunt grips me like my fists. So much softer. Little tits. Harlot. Goddess. Aphrodite was a whore too. Getting her legs anywhere. Cock. So tight. Feel your mate's blood warm up my cock. I'm going to fuck you now. The way such a brazen American serpent deserves to be fucked. Fuck. 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 At each powerful thrust of my hips. Paramours under the magnolias are kissing, but they might rise at any moment to see us. Fuck. Such paradise. Your breasts are so soft. Under my hand. Want it. Never have suspected what a harlot you really are. I saved him from you dying. No young lord is ever going to want you now. Tears are hot on my fingers as I hold your seductive little mouth shut. Cry all you want, little eyes. Ain't going to leave my seed leaking from your quill. Can't hold back for long. Grip me so tight, hot little whore. You be quiet, baby, quiet. Unless you want more to know. Just watch those teeny eyes. Look at her on her knees, licking his manhood clad. I will make you do that to me, no brazen heart. Don't worry, I will find you a suitor. Find you some used up sick cat who can't get anyone else, and who will be grateful when I toss him such a soiled little whore to his bed. All I require in return is your sweet legs spread open and your quin naked as a feast for me when I visit. But I'll find a man who will want you, because you are a beautiful little minx. I will get you a husband, just not the one you were hunting. And it will pass, though. In case your womb grows around with a child after tonight. You're going to take my seed, Aphrodite. You're going to milk me dry and reach down and pull your wet little clit as I... That's it. Yield to me again. Yield to me. Surrender your hot pleasure in a rush of juices from your cock. Wet, soaked, little slut. Yield. Yield to me. Now. Fuck. That's a good girl. God. You clench around my cock. Fuck. Pulse in your wet, fertile young body. Yes. Fuck. Aphrodite, what a delicious bedding you are. I'll take my hand from your mouth now. Don't forget where you are, or how many might hear.
You ruined me, ravished me.
And you yielded like a bitch to a wolf.
Oh no. Oh no, no. No.
If you're going to complain like that, I can think of a better use for your mouth. Get on your knees.
No, no.
On your knees, strumpet, or I will call attention to us.
Please, you can't make me do this. You can't. It is indecent.
You are decent. You are a whore. Now, get on your knees like one. Gather your skirts above your waist. Do not let them get dirty, little slut. I can't tuck my cock away until it's been cleaned, as I have no skirts to hide my pleasure still dripping from my cock.
You animal. You animal.
There. You look so pretty on your knees. I can take a fistful of your hair and fuck your mouth. But then your hair will be messed when we go in. So you're going to do this willingly and very well. And since I am still hard and throbbing with heat, gazing down at such a gorgeous harlot with the pink in your cheeks and your breasts heaving, you are going to bring me to fulfillment again.
No, no, no.
You will. You are going to please me until I spill my pleasure into your mouth. And you are going to do that before she finishes him there in the arbor. Or they will pass us by on their way out and see.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So, you had better work fast with my cock in your mouth, girl.
I hate you. I hate you.
I don't care. Get your mouth on my cock. She broke the sight with your pretty little mouth wrapped around me and your breasts heaving. Take more of it in your mouth, darling. You have a very pretty mouth. I want it all. This. Such a good little scent. Fucking deeper. Breathe through your nose, Aphrodite. Oh, you have such a hot, pleasing little laugh. I'm going to fill it. I am going to fill your hot little mouth. You are going to swallow me, girl. Swallow everything I give you. Faster. Faster, harlot. She's about to finish him over there. You'd better hurry, or I won't be able to save your torn reputation, you little whore. God. Here it comes. Here it comes. Fuck. Fuck. Smooth your skirts down. Hide that virgin's blood staining your thigh and my potent seed licking down your leg.
No, don't let them see. Don't let them see me. Help me.
Come on. Take my arm. Hurry. There we go.
Oh, what's to become of me?
You better stay close to me, Aphrodite. I am your only hope of saving your reputation now. Dance with me.
You beast. You ravished me in the garden, and now you desire to dance with me. I can still taste your seed in my mouth.
I do want to dance. And so do you. Unless you would rather flee, sobbing like a little girl from the ballroom, and have everyone speculating. Here, into my arms.
Yes, sir.
Good girl. Here we go. Breathe slower, girl. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That's a girl. How sweetly you dance. None of these dancers around us know you are just fucked. None of them know you are still sticking with my seed. None of them know that you mine.
You beast. You horrible beast.
But you make such a delicious prey, Aphrodite. Such succulent prey. And I will be feasting on your flushed, quivering flesh for a long, long time.